Barrett Salih joins us now. CBSSports.com is where you can read his work. CBS Sports HQ, watch him there as well. And Barrett, we were talking about your SEC wins for this upcoming year. You have Tennessee at 9-3. Heather is trending that way as well. Have you guys been exchanging cocktail recipes? what's going on there?
Maybe. You gotta be drinking somehow. So no, I mean, why not Tennessee at 9-3, right? Because you have this sort of cluster of teams behind, I think, Florida and Georgia. And, you know, Tennessee, you know, is experienced. I think the upside is greater than some of those other teams. And returning starters, I typically don't really care about all that much. But this year, maybe a little more than normal because of, you know, the lack of, an offseason that's, you know, normal. So, I just think Tennessee is going to be one of those teams that, you know, their upside, their ceiling might not be that high, but their floor is not going to be that low. And I don't really think you can say that about some of those other teams in the East.
Also, Barrett, can't you see where Jeremy Pruitt over the first two seasons has made a positive progression from one year to the next? And I feel like the biggest thing that's on the table is knocking off one of the big four. And that actually feels real this year.
It does feel real because, you know, 6-game winning streak is obviously important, but also, after that, you have a team that plays, I think, a Florida team at the right time, in week four. It's in Knoxville. And, you know, I think knocking off the big four is not going to be, it would not be shocking to me. And that is, you know, something that they have to do, get over the hump. And I think with Pruitt, like you said, making strides, I think, you know, sort of the people who weren't paying attention focus on, you know, Georgia State and BYU and think, well, Jeremy Pruitt's a terrible coach. But he could have completely lost that team after week two. And the fact that he didn't, and not only didn't, but, you know, dang near played Alabama tougher than anybody else outside of Auburn and LSU. And then won six straight. That matters. That's especially for a coach who's relatively new at this still. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot to be excited about.
Barrett Salih, CBSSports.com, is with us. And, of course, there was the news yesterday. JT Daniels is transferring from USC to Georgia. Thoughts on the move for both him and for the Bulldogs, his potential eligibility for the fall, and just kind of the big picture look at that move at that position?
Well, I think he's a real good quarterback, obviously. The freshman season he had 14 touchdowns and 10 picks statistically doesn't look that great. But when you go back and watch what he did, I think you have to be impressed, especially considering he reclassified and really was supposed to be a senior in high school at that time. So, I think he fits well. As far as immediate eligibility, I'd love to know what his case is, but it might not matter the way that NCAA puts out, you know, waivers these days. I think he's better than Newman. I know Pro Football Focus and stats don't agree with that, but just go watch him play. Jamie Newman is very erratic against good competition, and he's a veteran. I will take a erratic versus good competition, with basically a season and a half, a season and a half of a game than Jamie Newman, who's, you know, had some really good receivers at Wake Forest and really was average against good opponents. So I think it's a good fit, but even if it's not, you know, I think the fact that Georgia basically is taking a page out of what Alabama did back in the day and just taking every quarterback and figuring it out. You know, they did that with Eason and Fromm. They did it with Fromm and Fields. Now they're doing it through the transfer market. It goes back to something that I've said for a while. A lot of these coaches are into the preventative recruiting business. They might want a guy, but they might not need a guy, but they're going to make sure somebody else doesn't have that guy.
That makes a lot of sense right there. Do you think, or I know you need a crystal ball really to answer this, but are you leaning more towards Georgia just got their Trevor Lawrence, their Joe Burrow type quarterback with the JT Daniels transfer, or are you not? Are you still hesitant to say that?
You know, I'm still a little hesitant to say that just because we don't know what Todd Monken's going to be as the offensive coordinator. But I think JT can be a maybe not to Joe Burrow's level, but he's a really good quarterback, a really talented kid. So, I think that it might be, you know, in that same conversation, but on the outside, the periphery of that conversation. I think that I don't think he has that kind of upside as Burrow you know, and it's Justin Fields and those guys. But, you know, he's fully capable. You know, I think that you don't necessarily have to be an outright superstar to win a national championship, but you have to be, you know, a star within the system. And I think he potentially could be that.
Barrett Salee of CBSSports.com is with us. Barrett, we continue to get word from conferences and individual schools and their plans for the next few weeks. What do you think the next couple of months look like, and how have your thoughts been affected by what we've learned here recently about the plans to try to get football not only started, but started on time in late August, early September?
I think it's going to be on time. You know, as far as fans in the stands, I think that's the next question. But, you know, if you have, you know, June 8th is sort of the target date for a lot of these schools starting, and some have started, you know, announced at different times as well. You know, you're still talking about a, you know, pretty significant strength and conditioning period. And then, you know, a little bit of a break before a somewhat normal fall camp. So, you know, I think that it's looking to me like we're going to start on time. I think the one thing, though, is the fans next. What happens with fans? Do you let them in? I think by that time, you know, college football will have a pretty good idea of how to operate, you know, after NASCAR has done its thing. My favorite sport is Supercross, does 7 races in 3.5 weeks without fans in Salt Lake City starting on Sunday. You know, you've got basketball and NHL and baseball. We'll see what happens there. But you would think that they would have, you know, I think a pretty good idea of how to operate from a organizational and a game day standpoint. So, but yeah, I think we're going to be on. Schedule's going to stay the same, and you're not going to have any disruptions.
Barrett, if you had to handicap when students come back or when student athletes come back on campus, is it going to be borderline disastrous, or maybe we think that, you know, the coronavirus is, I don't want to say not a big deal, but maybe it's not as impactful in derailing a team's preparation period. Which would you lean towards? The potential for the dominoes falling in a negative way, or us being pleasantly surprised that it wasn't as bad as maybe we thought it could be?
Yeah, I mean, I think for football teams, I don't think it's going to be as bad. Now, I think you do have to worry about, you know, older coaches, older administrators, things like that, especially those underlying conditions. But I think when you look at the numbers so far with kids who are, you know, college age, really the only ones who are affected are with serious underlying conditions. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a huge deal. I don't think it's going to be a huge disruption. Obviously, you know, we'll see if a second wave comes. You know, I think a lot of these schools are preparing for that, obviously, with South Carolina and Notre Dame and other schools, you know, sort of bumping up their semester plans. But, you know, I think if nothing really changes and we're sort of on, you know, stay the same trajectory, I don't think it's going to be a huge deal. I don't think it's going to be a massive disruption. And, you know, if there is a second wave, obviously that could change.
Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com. Barrett, before you go, you're down there in Atlanta. You're in Braves country. Are we going to see Braves baseball? Are we going to see Major League Baseball this summer?
I don't think so. I go back and forth, but my theory on this is, you know, there's a labor negotiations are coming up. Without the COVID stuff, labor negotiations were coming up. Instead of trying to figure out short-term problems, I think what both sides did was just basically bump up the negotiations that were going to happen next year. And as a result, you have a more or less what's going to be a strike now, as opposed to next year when there was going to be one anyway. So I don't think so. It's so dumb too. It's just so dumb. They could take advantage of this and, you know, and basically reestablish themselves as the sport of the summer, and they're too dumb. They really are, both sides.
Yeah, and by the way, for those of you who don't know Barrett, he is generally a very upbeat, positive person with a great attitude.
Yeah.
So that really concerns me hearing that from you.
I'm going to send him another cocktail recipe here over the break. I'm about to text him.
I need one of those drinks from Heather. Hook me up, please.
Hey, I think they figured it out. I think that I really do. I think it's going to get nasty, but I feel like they're not going to let this opportunity slip through their fingers.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right, because this has gone on too long.
Yeah, the bizarre world is here. Heather's all upbeat, and Barrett's a little more concerned heading into the weekend. Read his work, CBSSports.com. Check out CBS Sports HQ. A lot of college football coverage, including their countdown with the top 25 and predictions for this upcoming season at CBSSports.com. Barrett, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
At Barrett Salee on Twitter.